Lyme disease was only recognized in this country 40 years ago, but researchers believe the bacteria that carries the tick-borne disease has been around for millions of years. We used to think you could only get Lyme disease from deer ticks on the East Coast, but Lyme disease has nearly been reported in all states in this country. Hawaii is the only state without a reported case. A young Ben girl has spent the last 6 weeks fighting Lyme disease, and her story is a cautionary tale about looking out for ticks in Oregon. I'm Kelly Blyer, and KB's health scare is the focus of today's Take 5.
Tired, body ache, joint pain, and stuff like that.
7-year-old KB of Bend has had a tough month and a half. The normally energetic girl started not feeling well this fall. She was tired and didn't have her usual energy. Her mom, Dee Marie, knew something was wrong.
I remember seeing this bite on her back and thinking, spider, she's fine. And I never correlated the fact that that rash and big red bite happened at the same time as she started getting sick. And so what we saw were extreme fevers. She was spiking up to 106. We saw a lot of tiredness. She fell asleep all day long, couldn't stay awake, and just in pain. So I actually went to 3 different doctors before we ended up at the hospital, giving all these strange symptoms, like she can't walk, she doesn't want to walk, and was kind of told, oh, it's probably a cold or growing pains. What happened the last time is we ended up at urgent care, and I said, something's really wrong. At this point, her stomach is, she's doubled over in pain. And they thought that she had a kidney infection. So because of that, they gave her some intramuscular antibiotics. What happened was we were sent home from the urgent care, and within a half an hour, she fully seized on us. And she was seizing for about an hour, losing consciousness, and lost all mental clarity. She didn't know who she was. She didn't know where we were.
Doctors didn't know what the infection was, but a blood test revealed it was tick-borne relapsing fever. They think she got bitten by a tick while playing in a sleeping bag her father had recently taken hunting. They feared KB had Lyme disease. But doctors in Bend were still reluctant to believe it was Lyme disease. OSU biology professor George Poynar has studied ticks for decades and knows Lyme disease is possible to get in Oregon.
And one of the problems is these ticks are so tiny. The larvae can carry Lyme disease, and they're so tiny, they look just like a little blackhead or something on you. And it's so hard to find, and I feel sorry for this girl because I have 7 granddaughters, and I'm always warning them about going out and playing in the, taking hikes and going out through the brush. Always when they come back, to check carefully over their clothes and make sure that they don't aren't carrying any ticks. So always be on the guard and always regard every tick and every tick bite with suspicion, especially if you get this red ring that forms a day or two after the tick is bitten. Unfortunately, the red ring doesn't form on everybody.
KB didn't have the telltale rash, but had the other symptoms of fatigue and body aches. KB and her family traveled to San Francisco to see a specialist, and it's been confirmed from a blood test she does have Lyme disease. Doctors have put her on a regimen of several antibiotics to knock it out of her system. Mother Dee Marie wants to get out a simple message.
To get educated, because here in Central Oregon, we love the outdoors. We love to hunt and hike and camp, and there's really little known about ticks. We know, that if you see one, maybe you take it off. But what we don't know is how many different, life-threatening bacteria that they can carry.
Unfortunately, very little of KB's treatment is covered by insurance, so the local Sparrow Club and Summit High School are supporting KB and helping to pay her medical bills. Pastini Pastoria will be donating 50% of the proceeds from lunches and dinners bought there Monday and Tuesday this week, if you mention KB. They want everyone to learn from what they've gone through. You can get Lyme disease in Oregon. OSU professor George Poynar says it's naive to think we couldn't.
It's like Ebola. You can't get Ebola here. There's no chance of any Ebola patients coming here. And then look what happened in patients getting off of airplanes and things like that. So you can't say you can't get anything anywhere. You just don't know.
For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.